see Jesus continuing to speak to his apostles, commissioning them to go forth and speaking to them about what they are to do. It's really important, don't you think? Could have said to them, just go. That's not what he does. He tells them what he wants them to do. He speaks to them. It's incredibly important because they have authority to do what he speaks to them to do. Several weeks ago, we had the invitation of Peter to come to the Lord on the water. Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you. And Jesus says, come. How in the world is Peter able to walk on water? Because Jesus calls him to. Do you know the call that is a part of your life? Now, when I say that, there is anxiety. Because many of you, it's like, well, one day, someday, I will know the call that's on my life. Father, you're lucky. You have your vocation. Anyone married here, they're lucky. They have their vocation. One day I will know it. Bull. My brothers and sisters, by your baptism, you have a call that is upon your life. Jesus has spoken to you specifically about what you are to do, who you are to be. And you are to act in accordance with that identity that is given to you by your baptism. If you are bypassing that, looking for someday to know who and what you are called to be, what do you think will happen when you enter into that vocation? Will you be able to cling to that identity? Or you will be looking again past where you are for some other thing to make what I am in easy or to make it this perfect reality that I imagined it to be. And because it is not, I don't know what to do. By our baptism, my brothers and sisters, you have an identity, you have a call. What does Joseph say to his brothers, right? They are credulous. They cannot believe that this is their brother, right? He draws them even closer and he says to him, I am Joseph. He speaks his identity. It's not by his actions. They cannot see their brother because the actions of Pharaoh's steward is not their brother. He must speak to them of identity, of who he is. It is vitally important that Jesus speaks to his apostles about what they are to do, because they are then commissioned to do it. To know who you are, to know what you have been called to do and be, gives to you the authority to do it. But if we're oblivious, if we think nothing of our call by baptism, we will put it all upon our own shoulders about what we must do and how we must do it. You have been given grace by your call, by your sacrament. Every sacrament speaks of your identity. And in speaking of your identity, it speaks and commissions you to do in accordance with that identity. I'm not going to give you all the answers, so I don't have time. Search the scriptures, my brothers and sisters. See who you are by your baptism. Go to the baptism narratives of Jesus in the Jordan by John. See what the Father speaks over his Son. He speaks it over you and me. Amen.